we'll continue with Thus Spake Ramana. We have arrived at number 86. And here Ramana goes very deeply into the core of the essential issue. What is Atma Sakshatkara? Okay. Does everyone know? You know what the word means? Atma, you know, right? Sakshatkara is translated as realization. So it is the term for self-realization. When we read that in translation, this is the term in Sanskrit, Atma Sakshatkara. But Ramana is asking, what is Atma Sakshatkara really? You are the Atma, the Self, and that is Sakshat. Now, what does Sakshat actually mean etymologically? Ramana says it means here and now. Here and now. In other words, realization equals immediacy. Okay? This is the key point. Immediacy. And this is the secret as to why Sakshatkara cannot be attained. You cannot attain immediacy. Any effort you make to attain self-realization takes you away from it, because you are always already in immediacy. But as soon as the mind has any impulse at all, you have lost the Sakshatkara. So we are constantly actually in it, and we're losing it through every thought, every impulse, every emotion, everything that takes us away from immediacy. So the question is not how do we gain self-realization, but how do we stop losing it? Because it is our default position, our automatic state. When there's no fault, there is the default. And the default is the blissful self. But who stays in immediacy because of mental chatter? So, Ramana says, where is the place for kara then? There's sakshat, but kara. Kara means a doing, right? Karma, kara comes from this. So, you cannot accomplish Atma Sakshatkara. This very question of how do you accomplish it shows that you think you are not the self, that you think you have to do something to reach the self. That's the illusion. The belief that you're not the self, the God self, the ultimate absolute reality, that belief is the problem. Or you think there are two selves, one to realize the other. In either case, Ramana says, it is absurd. So, the problem with consciousness is, it is not immediate when there is language being emitted in the mind. And when that language is in the imaginary register, the consciousness will believe that it is its self-image, which is its body form, acting in a world of images. That's the imaginary register. Now, by images, we mean all of the five senses that produce images, not just visual images, but there are sonic images, images of smell, of taste, of touch, all of the senses. That is what produces the illusion of a world. If you believe you are a bodily being in the world, you are in the imaginary register, and you cannot be in the state of immediacy. So that belief has to be given up, because that mediates your experience. It takes you away from the here and now. And the here and now is beyond time and beyond space. it takes you into the eternal realization of the uncreated self. But as soon as there is identification as a body in a world, you're in an imaginary fantasy production. And the mind will continue then to produce narratives about your fate in the world, or your desire, or what do I want? What do I need? What do I want to get away from? But the mind is always in a state of chaotic attempts to improve its position on its little chessboard of belief about where, how it can maximize pleasure and minimize pain, etc., etc. All of that takes you away from self-realization. Now, if one rises into the symbolic level of consciousness, then the mind will produce thoughts that will recognize that you're in a dream field, and that the character that you thought you've been playing in the dream is not really you. And you'll be able to attain neutrality toward your own character and all the other characters, because in the symbolic level or soul consciousness, you'll realize that all the characters are aspects of yourself. And whatever is happening is somehow a message to get something that will awaken you to the illusions that you are still under in the dream. So the symbolic is the way of getting out of the imaginary. But then you've got to get out of the symbolic, because you have to wake up from that dream as well in order to be in the here and now. And if you don't wake up from that, then there will never be liberation, bliss, freedom from the wheel. The symbolic register is not stable, because it is a response and a balancing, a counterbalancing of the imaginary. But once the imaginary has been recognized for the illusory nature of its own activity and its own conceptualizations, then the symbolic level, beyond the concepts, can take one to the real, and then the mind can reach silence and open up to the infinite intelligence of the real. Okay? Now we're reaching a state in the development of the imaginary, Kali Yuga, the world process, which is in the imaginary, in which all freedoms are being taken away and all of the options that the imaginary ego wants to fulfill, to get for its happiness, will not bring happiness. And so very soon in the world, very soon, there will be food shortages, there will be gas shortages. You might have a car, but you won't have any gas for it. And there won't be any food on the shelves. If you're not growing it, you won't have it. And there'll be so much crime in the streets and violence, and people going mad, literally. Any ego that is still in the imaginary will crack up very soon, literally. We're talking about major mental breakdowns. They're already happening, but they will become something that will happen to even those who are most thinking they have strong egos and they're in denial of what's going on in the world. They won't be able to handle it, everyone. And as there are more vaccidents and more zombies and just more craziness in the world, and nothing to hold on to or trust, the ego is going to lose it. So, yes, we're very lucky that we're in a remote area here in this ashram, and we're away from that madness, but you can't run away from your internal madness. If you're still in the imaginary, even if you're here, you're going to feel like you're going crazy. There'll be more nihilistic thoughts, suicidal thoughts, depressive, anxious thoughts, anger eruptions. You won't be able to regulate your consciousness because of all of the information coming through the media and all of the energy that you'll be feeling from the vibrational field and all of the situation of off-grid life that we will have to deal with in this transitional period. If you're in the imaginary, you're not going to make it. Okay? You need to know that now because you have to make a choice between the lower death drive and the upper death drive. And if you don't hit the symbolic and cancel out the imaginary and annihilate that ego, it will kill you. It's a life or death. You kill the ego or it kills you. And if you want to reach liberation in this kalpa before this imaginary chronos time reaches its end point and the madness reaches infinite proportions and the shortages and the impossibility of living, there has to be a realization that this is all a dream and you must awaken from it, because otherwise you'll be captured by it. And if you haven't mastered your mind, it will go out of control with such anguish and such terror and dread that you won't be able to deal with it even with the strongest anti-anxiety medications that will no longer be available anyway. So whatever state one is in, says Ramana, the perceptions partake of that state. The explanation is that in the waking state, the jagrat, the gross body perceives gross names and forms. In swapna, the dream state, the mental body perceives the mental creations in their manifold forms and names. In sushupti, the deep dreamless sleep, the identification with the body being lost, there are no external perceptions. Similarly, in the transcendental state, identity with Brahman, the self, places one in harmony with everything, and there is nothing apart from the self. So, these three avastas, waking, dream, sleep, we must be able to be consciously in all of those avastas, but because we must be in the ultimate avasta, the turiya state, while we are awake, in sushupti, we must be in jagrat. It is from that state that the world as swapna, as dream, will no longer affect one. One will realize its unreality to such an extent that all attachments will drop away, all fear of loss will drop away, and all fear of death, all fear of pain, all fear of all of the things that the body mind in its ego state is terrified of, including the hallucinatory dangers created by the subconscious fantasies that will be erupting and one will not be able to prevent because the power of the imaginary will lose its censoring capacity. The sensor is going to break down. And once that happens, then you won't be able to tell a paranoid imagination from an actual event that's happening in the external plane. All of it is going to become madness that you won't be able to parse out if you haven't reached that place of absolute consciousness. So, a warning to the wise, be free of the illusory mind. And finally, for this morning, Ramana says, a salt dal, and in India they make these images of the deities in salt, rock salt, that that they form statues of, and then when the party is over, they throw it in the ocean and it dissolves, and swaha, right, the liberation is achieved. Ramana says, a salt doll diving into the sea will not be protected even by a waterproof coat. So don't think you have some protection. If you're still a salt doll, no matter what attempts you have to buffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune at the end of Kali Yuga, you won't be able to do it. Okay, there ain't no waterproof coat that will keep out the water of dissolution of Kali Yuga. So in our case now, the body is the waterproof coat. You see objects on forgetting your own self. Only on forgetting your own self do you imagine there is a world of objects. This is the key point. There are no objects when there is no subject. And when there is no subject, there is the self. Okay, if you keep hold of yourself, you will not see the objective world. And then indeed, the salt doll will dissolve, but it will dissolve in bliss, not in a horror of destruction. So it is this salvation from the illusion that now is facing the actual arrival of the end of the world in its current state through the crack up of the social order. And all of the madness happening in the macrocosm will be happening in your microcosm if you have not annihilated the ego. So I would say the efforts that must be made for silencing the mind and realizing the self should now reach the highest possible level of urgency and of effort to reach that point where there no longer is a salt doll that you're trying to protect. And there is no difference between life and death. And there is no time any longer to take you out of eternity. If you are not in that state of self-realization, then the mind will produce terrors of a magnitude that you may not be able to handle. And certainly, most of the people in the world will not be able to handle them. And some will be coming here for help. And if we want to help them rather than drown with them because they'll be coming here with such anxiety, we have to be able to be immune to it with a waterproof coat that is made of the blissful self. Anything else will be inadequate. So, please, let's get out of the imaginary, out of the ego mind, and realize the self so that we can have eternal life and peace of mind in this transitional moment before the singularity, so that we can graduate from this school, because this is the final exam. And it's important to pass. And the only way you pass through the eye of the needle is to be an infinitesimal point of light, not a bodily being. May you know the peace that comes of being free of all ego narratives, recognizing that every narrative is only an errative, and refusing to err by believing in any of the thoughts of the ego mind. One is freed of karma and suffering. And may you know the deeper peace of that absolute silence in which even the soul's dream of meaningfulness is traversed through the realization of the ultimate and absolute being that is the Supreme Self, and merging with that true essence. And may you know the supreme peace of the eternal presence in which you realize you were never the salt doll of the ego mind, and never the dreaming soul in its sutratmic journey through the kalpa, but always the ultimate, absolute dreamer, designer, enjoyer, transcendent of the dream of the universe, and forever blissful, free, and almighty on the throne of the absolute presence of infinite beauty, goodness, and love.